How is it going, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to episode 23 of Pick and Roll. As always, I am your host, John Guerin, reporting courtside. As always, guys, you can use our promo code P&R for Vector and get 20% off all products. We have a good one for you today, folks. We have sports analyst Matt Shoemaker joining us today to discuss the NBA Finals matchup and LeBron's legacy. Matt, how's it going?
Great, John. Thanks for having me.
All right. First things first, let's talk about the matchup of the Toronto Raptors and the Los Angeles Lakers. Game one, Saturday night at 8:30 Eastern at Scotiabank Arena in the six.
Yeah, two very competitive teams going at it. Raptors showing the most consistency throughout the season with a league best 63 wins.
Yeah, the Raptors have definitely been playing their best, led by Kawhi Leonard. What about LA? How do you think that they will match up against the hot Raptors?
It is obvious that Toronto has much more skill and experience than the Lakers, but we can't forget about the greatest basketball player of all time, LeBron James.
Wow, Matt, you're touching a hot topic, which has been debated for a couple years now. Although LeBron is a king, the real GOAT is Michael Jordan.
With all due respect, John, you are an idiot. LeBron, alongside Kyrie Irving, came back from a 3-1 deficit in the finals and defeated the 2016 Golden State Warriors, arguably one of the best teams of all time.
You can't just base LeBron's legacy off of one season. Michael Jordan has won 6 championships to LeBron's 3, and Jordan has won 5 MVPs to LeBron's 2.
LeBron is currently one spot behind Michael Jordan for all-time points, and LeBron's career is far from over. He's in his prime, considering his past few seasons, some of the best basketball of his career. Let's say LeBron plays 6 or 7 more seasons. Do you really think that LeBron won't surpass Jordan in all statistical categories?
No, not a chance. You can't be thinking in the future. You have to be thinking now. And right now, Michael Jordan is the GOAT.
What if LeBron carries his team and wins the championship?
Considering that the Lakers were the heavy underdogs, if LeBron wins the championship, I think he could overthrow Jordan as the GOAT. But that is very unlikely. As you mentioned, the Raptors are hungry for their first ever title.
Don't ever count on LeBron. He beat the 73-9 Golden State Warriors after being down 3-1, which has never been done before. LeBron carries teams, unlike Jordan, who had help from Hall of Famers like Dennis Rodman and Scottie Pippen.
You heard it here first. Don't ever count LeBron out. Okay, folks, we are now nearing the end of the podcast, and you know what that means.
Trivia! Woohoo!
Okay, Matt, we have had many guests do trivia on the show. Do you think you can be the best?
Yes.
If you get 4 out of 6 correct, you will get a 60% discount off any Nike product for 5 straight purchases.
All right, let's do it.
Let's get started. 45 seconds on the clock. Ding. What NBA franchise has the most championships?
Golden State Warriors.
Which player is the only player to score 100 points?
Wilt Chamberlain.
Who was the first overall pick in last year's draft?
Ben Simmons.
Who leads the NBA in all-time points?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
What team does Chris Paul play for?
Houston Rockets.
Who won the MVP in 2014?
LeBron James.
Okay, that's it. Let's see how you did. First question was, what NBA franchise has the most championships? You answered
Golden State Warriors.
The correct answer is Boston Celtics.
No!
Second question was, which is the only player to score 100 points? You answered
Wilt Chamberlain.
And that is correct.
Let's go.
Who was the first overall pick in the 2018 draft? Your answer was
Ben Simmons.
And that is Incorrect. The correct answer is DeAndre Ayton. You were thinking about the 2016 draft.
Darn it.
Next question was, who leads the NBA in all-time points? You answered
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
The correct answer is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Good job.
Sweet. Two more.
What team does Chris Paul play for? You said
Houston Rockets.
That is correct.
Let's go.
Last question. It all comes down to this. Get it right, you go home with a Nike discount. Get it wrong, you go home empty-handed. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Question was, who was the 2014 MVP? You answered with
LeBron James.
And that was incorrect. The correct answer was Kevin Durant. Sorry, Matt. You only got 3 out of 6 right.
Tough one today. That was a tough one.
All right. Thank you, Matt, as always, for coming on the podcast and giving your expertise and views.
Yeah, thanks for having me, John.
If you want to hear more of Matt, you can tune into his podcast, Vert, the number one podcast south of the border.
Yes, sir.
Also, please do not hesitate to share with us your opinions on the finals matchup and your GOAT. Let us know at our Instagram, at pickandrollpod, or email us at pickandroll@podcast.com. Thank you.